Wombat, Wombat Collective coming at you here at Reclaim the Streets.
We're gonna have to get real quick.
Rewind Selector! Rewind! And we're talking to this.
Just bear with us.
Just dance a lot.
This is the cops, all the cops out there. They might be alien from outer space, coming down to check the place, making observations of the human race.
Get a link to human race with the woman takes. This is the move.
This is the movement up.
This to make you move.
This is the movement up.
This is. To get you jumping up high, I'm sliding on throughout this mixed bomb plan. Tell you with almost steady ready focus when we puncture the silicon silly. It is just so need to be heard.
Word of my plans are going insane. The fiend in those damn shit in the veins. Well, it feels like I got all my conspiracy. I turn them all in the walking zombies. Staring smack at the back of the cop shop. That is where it's at. To suppress the cross war attack.
Made a practice like he's urban like a funeral concert. To the loud rats of bombs. We make them break the mouth and bring you out. The patient on site and in demand. You take a stand. Drilling hell along with military tactics. Active factors, back is deathly. Lying to my mental and my business speed. We continue to sell us what we do not need. Seed from Mexico, King of Seed, Nutrition, Greed. Coke and the CEOs, agency of seeds. Harming the earth, the water, the air we breathe. Take the weed to be concerned, a greater than we saw burn. The needle on the meter, can the cause that I return into a state of naivety. Suggest that we need to be doing. And somebody going off on this window, we're doing it true.
We are stopping here at Baldonnell for a reason. This base has traditionally been the home of the Irish Air Force. That's right, lads. And it's also been used as a landing spot for the government jet. Baldonnell has been used over the last 18 months by the forces, armed forces of the United States. They have been ferrying troops and weapons to Iraq, where they have engaged in a vicious war with the people that they claimed they were going to liberate. The Irish government decided to allow the United States to use this airbase long before it became public knowledge. Then, after the massive show of disapproval for this war on February the 15th last, when over 120,000 people marched on the streets of Dublin. They had a debate, and then they decided to allow the US imperialist forces to continue to use Baldonnel and Shannon. We are here to say that enough is enough. People are losing their lives daily in this war for George W. Bush, so that George W. Bush can secure the oil resources for his rich friends who helped him get into this White House in the first place. In this blood for oil exchange, we see over 15,000 people have died. 609 American troops have lost their lives. Thousands have been maimed, and many Iraqis are being tortured on a daily basis in Abu Ghraib. We see the true naked ugliness of a system where capital and its accumulation is all that matters. We ask our government to act democratically and withdraw all our airports and air bases from use of the United States. We ask Bertie Ahern, currently enjoying a good time as a leader of this country, to start acting like a true leader and represent the democratic views of the people, so that next week when George W. Bush, the world's number one terrorist, arrives here, we can tell him that we will no longer participate in his dirty war.
No laughter in these halls as the seasons pass. We stand by the ocean and watch the colors fade.
From man, what paper?
The Times.
The Times, sorry, grand stuff.
Not the Irish Times.
Oh, brilliant.
The London.
That's good. Good coverage. So.
Well, not. I think it was oversight, really. But it is the fact that it's there is provocation. The fact that the tanks are there are a huge provocation. They are absolutely unsuitable for crowd control and inappropriate in every sense.
Can you just tell me a bit about yourself in terms of your history?
It's been 22 years in the Irish Defence Forces, the last 3 years of which was officer commanding that particular unit, the 1st Tank Squadron.
And then what was the trajectory from there?
How do you mean?
To peace activist?
Well, I would say it wasn't a trajectory. My military service would have been with the United Nations, with a peacetime neutral army, so my peace activism would have been a continuation of what I was doing in the Irish Defence Forces. Rather than a sudden change. I joined the Irish Defence Forces because of UN service. And then because we were doing a very significant part or role in international peace. And I've lost many colleagues, in fact, in the Defence Forces who were killed in overseas service.
Do you think a lot of Irish soldiers are unhappy about this?
I spoke to some of the people in the tanks this morning. At least two of them, in fact, off the record, said they didn't agree with the tanks being here this morning.
What did they say? What specifically did they say?
Well, I expressed my concern. Obviously, I knew them because I had been their commanding officer at one point. And we had a friendly conversation. I just expressed my concern that the tanks one in particular were being deployed. And that the tanks were being deployed. And they said that, yes, we actually agree we shouldn't be here, but we're here because we're told to be here.
So do you think there is unease throughout the army about that?
Well, if that's any indication, I think there is, yeah. Yes. I would have no problem with the Irish soldiers supporting the Gardaí as a civil power, but bringing tanks into a crowd control situation is absolutely inappropriate, and it's against all best military doctrine. These tanks are designed for destroying other tanks, not destroying peace activists.
What's your reason for being here?
People pinched in the street, women have been forced back into a sort of Taliban-like insurgency in that city, and the entire city has been abandoned by the Iraqi authorities, largely by the Americans as well, to house of ISIS. And what's grown up there is the absence of any control of law and order.
Go on, call me, man.
What the fuck?
Rather grim, I suppose, look at it as the future of Iraq. Because it's a
form of
self-rule which
cannot
be described as brutal and very repressive.
I mean, it's probably an exaggeration that it was saying, but I mean, it must be very hard for people to see the upside as they look at this kind of chaos and mayhem.
It's been stopped again. Alright, well there you go, news just then. Unsurprisingly, our person with most of the camp gear has been stopped again, but we don't know what's going to happen. I mean, the authorities in this whole mess basically have given us no information. Under a European amendment to a Convention of Human Rights, Bertie O'Hearn signed in January, and you're supposed to be able to facilitate the participation of people who are willing to protest. Our airports are for sale. We're not doing any more pit stops for his bombers or for his troops who were involved in torture of people in Abu Ghraib, or the 15,000 people who are already dead in Iraq. So that's what we're doing it for. Okay? Thanks very much.
We see what these subversive anarchists are doing now. Them hippies.
Where the fuck aren't they in the sewers, like they say?
That's it. Where's all their smelly clothes? And the drugs?
Asking you what your name, your address, what you're doing, how long you intend to stay, etc. this type of security has been going on at the airport for nearly 2 weeks now. The huge amount of expense that has gone into this is sinful, and I use this word justifiably. Shannon does not have an ambulance service, yet millions and millions of euro have been spent on this to protect this one man, who is the greatest international criminal of this century. And I think we should all bear that in mind. We have been told that we can carry out our protests, and I would draw your attention to Article 40 of Bunlop's na hÉireann, the Constitution of Ireland, which guarantees every citizen the right to peaceful protest, and that is what we are about. We are peaceful protesters, and we have a democratic right to go on the byways and the highways of Ireland. And the security that has been brought into effect for this one man has alienated everybody in Shannon. People who are fearful of their jobs may have been afraid to speak out about the presence of the American military in Shannon, but they have not been fearful to speak about how unwelcome they feel George Bush is.
Can you tell us what's happening around you and what's going on? When did you get here and things like that?
We just got here today, and what's going on is a really lovely gathering of people. I think trying to manifest their dissent in really proactive, life-affirming ways. Beautiful food made by Aisling, good conversations, good media work, a lot of media has been through here. And I think it's important just on a symbolic sort of level to have a presence here so that people coming back and forth to the airport, witnessing the militarisation of Shannon, can also see, you know, that this visit is contrary to the desires and wishes of the majority of Irish people, who are very much opposed to the celebrating and inviting rather than indicting of a war criminal. So it's important to be here, and it's lovely to be here too. There's going to be both, you know, sort of demonstrations in the sense of people out on the streets. There's also, I think, going to be a lot of people who are with us in spirit, if not in body. There's going to be a demonstration tonight beginning at 7. There's the peace camp. There's another one beginning at 12 tomorrow, as well as a presence at Dromoland. And the media has been concentrating on that, you know, a fair bit, just numbers or lack thereof numbers. But what we've been really trying to stress, you know, is that it's difficult, obviously, for people to get down here. And no matter what the numbers, you know, that the presence here is really vitally important, I think, and vitally important too, and hopefully, if it's covered in the US, cutting through the very cynical move of an administration to get another photo opportunity, you know, to put into their electoral campaign for Irish-American votes. Hopefully, you know, people, and I know it's a very polarised community within the States, but Irish-Americans can begin to draw some analogies between, you know, what happened here in terms of dispossession and what's happening in the Middle East. But again, you know, we're not waiting with bated breath to see any real democratic elections in the States, and I'm certainly not holding my breath to see any move towards genuine self-determination and sovereignty in Iraq, any kind of
What is the law against filming?
What's the law against filming?
Don't pretend responding to that, sir.
Why can't we tell you?
Why not? Excuse me, why not?
Do you have a number? Can I
get them present, please? Superintendent John Kern
said, "Now, what's the reason for something else?"
Who's going to pay for the tent?
Come back to the front of the tent. You have your normal recourse, okay? Or wherever that is.
Shout it out!
Think of George W. Bush.
He's everybody's
what
we
would you,
Bush.
What would you do if you got to meet George W. Bush?
Bush is a shot! I'm
would you?
Kick him in the leg, break his life, break his legs, break his jaw!
So you don't like George W. Bush, no?
No.
Or do you think there is a possible change in the fact?
Well, to be honest, I'm hoping he gets re-elected because, you know, Kerry's just, you know, by another name, you know, it's the same thing. The worse that George Bush does, you know, the more people are going to get out and try and fight it. Like, you know.
Protests against the President version Tony Blair from Birmingham in the UK.
Uh-huh. What do you think of the war on Iraq, the war in Afghanistan and all these
I think the war in Iraq is an illegal war that's cost the lives of thousands of people for no good reason.
What do you think of his visit here to Shannon? So,
I think it's a huge waste of taxpayers' money. It's the first dignitary in 40 years who's not felt welcome, and I completely agree with that.
Mm. Have you any comment to make on the amount of army personnel and guns and ground-to-air assault
missiles? It is completely unnecessary. Mm-hmm. It's a waste of Irish people's tax money, which could be going into health and education for your country.
Trained on us.
Iraq?
No.
No. Do you think the next president of the United States will be the same?
No, shouldn't be. Should be locked up.
Please.
We will be peaceful.
And all the people who are accompanying you to express your political or social views peacefully.
But you are expressing a political view here by stopping us to go and peacefully demonstrate at Shannon Airport against a man who has killed thousands of innocent people in a country. We are allowing him, we are allowing his army, we are allowing his weapons to pass through our airport.
Thank you. We need to go
and arrest this man and stop him.
If you knew someone, I will call him Mr. X, but if Mr. X killed thousands of people, innocent people, what would you say?
I'm not.
No questions. No answer. Oh, God. And I thought things had changed in Ireland.
Oh, look, they're all in Supermax.
Enjoying your garlic chips.
Lots of people too.
Aww.
First to come in and burst all our balloons.
Aww.
Aww. The poor policemen.
The poor policemen that are.
Aww. Did you enjoy bursting all the balloons today?
Oh, look at the. The milkshake must be lovely.
They need feeding up, don't they?
Bless them.
George Bush is an Islamic fundamentalist.
It seems a shame in this country that the judiciary don't have the independence to uphold the law, and it's left to the people to try and do it. It's a sad reflection on the government in this country that they're cowed down before this man Bush today, rather than arresting him and bringing him before international justice, which is where he should be. This man is one of the most wantonly insane criminals to have stalked the face of the earth for a good many decades. Wantonly insane. This is the man who claims that God speaks to him in his own head and gives him orders of who to murder, who to attack, and who to make war on. In this country, people who hear voices in their head from God telling them to murder people, they're not made the president of this republic. They're slapped inside psychiatric hospitals for the safety of the public. This man...
I want to say it's a very short time. And I'd like to dedicate it to the members of Law and Order behind you. Put your hands together for the Gardaí and Open the Path Terrorists and Special Forces.
I love the Gardaí. They are people just like you and me. They wear shiny jackets and smile with glee. Oh, how I love the old Gardaí.
Order your men to move aside and let us through. We're going to serve this warrant on this man and take him to the International Criminal Court with him. This is a known international war crime criminal who is on the loose in Ireland unlawfully. We're here to take him into detention. We ask for your cooperation, or if you won't cooperate, at least step aside. It is illegal, sir, under the law in this country to prevent the detention of someone guilty of torture. Therefore, we're asking you to move aside.
We will not be moving aside. If you want to serve the documents, you can bring them down to the headquarters in Shannon, where the documents will be taken from you there, sir.
The headquarters up here in Dromoland Castle, sir. That's where we have to go with this. This man is there.
Shannon, the documents will be taken from you there.
You should be doing this job yourself. You shouldn't need us to tell you. Come on now, step aside. Be reasonable. We're going to have to use force. Right, if you won't let us through, then bring that war criminal out here. Let him smell them bananas.
Hey.
Come on, pull him up here. Let him smell them bananas and he'll jump in there and get them himself. We'll just drop the cage on him. Come on, pull him up. You'll recognize him with his hairy knuckles dragging on the ground and the shameful skull on his face. Little chimpanzee and his blue buffoon's arse. Pull him out here. Monkey Bush, get back in your cage.
Oh, Monkey Bush, get back in your cage.
Bush. The Garda Síochána here, unfortunately, are impeding our progress, taking and serving upon this man and bringing him into detention. We now have to attempt to go around their lines, find the weak point, get through, capture this criminal, and bring him before the International Criminal Court, or to a psychiatric hospital where electroshock treatment will sort out a few of his ideas. Okay. Advance towards the reverse! Hey, what's this?
What are you doing? I'll push them in or I'll push you back.
You got an offer that damn monkey in there, go on. Apart from that, here, here. Try and tempt him out of that. Use that as the bait. Lads, come on, be reasonable now. Look.
Come on, lads, where are you doing your job?
How are you, lad? Probably constituting legal war at this time. Glasses, what's the glasses?
More lads on.
It's up for a better runner.
What?
Are we got an intelligence report coming through? This man's our fifth column. Shh. Don't let them know you're working for us. All right. Wait a second. I'm going to try the leg on this. Oh. Okay, we've outflanked them. Wait, I gotta pass this intelligence along. Yo, Mickey, we got them hauled up here at the bridge, okay? Move team B and C into position and charge through the weakened flanks. Go, 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 go! And on. Alright, lads. We got them on the run. Let's advance towards the rear, outflank them on the other side. Go ahead.
Next door in oil-rich Iraq, dictators Saddam Hussein, helped into power by the CIA, was brutal, wicked from the start. He went to war with Iran with weapons purchased from the West. He gassed the Kurds, I hear you say. Yes, he did. With poison purchased from the West and helicopters from America. Saddam wasn't the first to gas the Kurds. That honor belongs to the British when they freed Iraq in 1917. They freed people by killing them and stealing their assets. The British had to occupy the region because the Arabs are simply unable to govern themselves. The English invaded Ireland to save the Irish from the Irish. It took 800 years before the Irish could be trusted to govern themselves properly. In that 800 years, the English stole as much as they could carry. In the Houses of Parliament, there are 11 miles of corridors, all lined with wood stolen from Ireland. The roof was slated with the lenses slate from Kerry. Apparently, they want to re-slate the roof with Valencia slate. This time, they have offered to pay for it. There is only one reason for regime change in Iraq, and that's oil. The military wing of corporate America, with George W. Bush at the helm, have to date got the American taxpayer to spend $180 billion. They hope to make trillions, repeat, trillions of dollars in profit. Bremer's hand-picked puppet Iraqi governing council will receive 12 cents for every dollar in oil. American oil companies will receive 88 cents, the steal of the century. Over 800 young Americans are dead. George Bush has been to one funeral, St. Ronald of Reagan. 20,000 innocent Iraqis are dead, missing and injured. Bad water, no electricity, food, medicine, scarce supply. Car bombs, death, destruction, torture and mayhem are George W. Bush's gifts to Iraq. He is deluding himself if he thinks the world is a safer place. Baghdad, Bali, Barcelona. In County Clare, Irish tanks point at Irish people. The world is living in a climate of fear and paranoia. It's no longer the goddamn commies, it's Muslims and Allah. We're all supposed to be afraid of. Not me. I'm not afraid of Muslims or Allah. But I'm afraid, very afraid, of the religious far-right and corporate America's lust for power. I'll leave you with this sentiment expressed in Britain at the end of World War II. Yanks go home. Now from Iraq, Yanks go home and take the Brits with you.